Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
Hey guys, we're changing it up today because Brian's not in studio. Hey, it's Kelly of Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. Today, our co-host is Holly Bussey. Thank you for being here, lady.
Thank you for asking me. I love it.
Yay! Brian's up in Canada in the middle of the woods being manly or whatever he's doing, and we're just sending him goodness. How's that? Well, today, oh my gosh, you guys, this is going to be fun. Oh, by the way, I've been watching the shows lately, and I think I say amazing way too many times, and we might have to turn it into a drinking game. Like, right? So, you know, some people say and stutter. I just say amazing. But so we have a fantastic guest today, Caitlin Mariah, visionary artist, author, herbalist, soul painter, survivor of 5 heart attacks, psychic medium, an amazing soul on the planet today. Welcome, Caitlin.
Hi, Kelly. Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Well, good. I'm so glad today is going to be a great day. So something that Brian and I ask, and Holly can ask it too, is what are you curious about? What lights you up? What are things that, how do you want to introduce yourself to our beautiful audience?
In terms of my curiosity?
I don't know. You just let it go. Like, this is AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Okay.
You throw Progressive Voice and Minnesota all together in the same sentence, and you're cooking with fire.
Awesome. Well, just in terms of curiosity, I've been curious since I was born.
Did you kind of come out and go, hello?
I went, yeah, where am I? Seriously curious. And that's just remained with me. I always, when I was... when I hit probably age 21, I said, when I grow up, I'm going to be 4 years old.
I love that.
And you know what?
That's awesome.
I turned 4 on my last birthday.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Tiny should be enough in studio today.
Absolutely.
So what's it like seeing the world through the eyes of a 4-year-old?
Oh, it's awesome. I love to go in the forest, and I see everything, like worms, ants, anything that's just walking by, animals. I see the whole world in not only technicolor, but detail. And so I'm aware, and probably I have ADHD or something too.
The best of us do.
Yeah. Because squirrels, yeah, there's a squirrel.
Hello, squirrel. Let's talk.
Exactly. I do talk to animals.
I know.
So I've always been curious. I've always asked a lot of questions.
It's okay. You don't have to oops. You're just passionately talking about what, and you're excited. I can see all your guides and stuff. You're all just like,
hands up here.
just don't worry about it. Keep going.
I'm undefiantly, I question authority undefiantly because I've always thought, well, why do they know? That doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
So that's always been my way of leading through the world. So right now, I'm really curious about herbs.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been curious about herbs since I was about 20, and I wanted to study herbalism, but life kind of got in the way. So last year, I decided, well, it was a little bit over a year ago, I decided that I was going to take a formal herb class with Rosemary Gladstar. And it was amazing and really hard.
took
me a year and a half, but I just finished.
Oh, congrats.
So I got a herb certificate, and I have been making the most, I think, powerful herb products because of my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
I just know what to put together, and I structure things so that there's more energy and different energies. And people pick up, like at the show the other day, people would just pick up one of my products, and they say, yep, I feel it, I'm buying it.
So Caitlin was a part of our Art on the Edge in July street fair event in Linden Hills. That was magical. And yes, you were definitely a very, very busy booth.
Yeah.
That was really lovely.
Yeah, it was fun.
You also, it was funny, we actually did a show with Joan Steffen, and I think we did a full segment tangent on dandelions, and it was, and the power
oh,
of dandelions.
Yeah,
yeah, it was, yeah, really, it was like during No Mo May, and we were talking about the pollinators and the magic of dandelions. And it's funny, I just went to my functional medicine doctor yesterday, and he's like, I'm going to put you on dandelion. And I was like, oh, I know all about it.
It's awesome.
It's going to be awesome. My body's going to do a happy dance with dandelions.
Well, I wrote about Absolutely. It for the...
And you did yeah. write about it for The Edge. Yeah. So we're going to pay homage to our little dandelion friends right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Poor little dandelions. They don't get enough credit.
They don't get enough credit.
I give them all kinds of credit.
It's funny what other people think are weeds are actually very healing.
I have to harvest my lawn before I mow because there's so many things out there that have medicine.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I love that you just said that. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Yay.
Okay. So one of the things that we mentioned about Caitlin is that she is a soul painter. What's a soul painter? For anyone that is like, what's a soul painter?
Well,
how do you describe one?
I connect. Well, number one, I'm a visionary artist, and so I'm painting things that other people don't see.
Right.
And they come from all over different realms, and I pull them together into a cohesive image, so that people can see. And so I started doing soul paintings probably 25 or 30 years ago.
Okay.
Almost on an accident, one of my friends, because I had created a deck of images for the goddess. It's called Awaken the Goddess. And they were all, people say channeled. I just say it came through my higher self. Anyway, I did a whole deck. And then somebody said to me, I wonder if you could channel my soul. And I said, well, we could try. And so I'm sitting back to back with this woman with 30 people in a circle watching me.
Yeah, and?
And it
just
was
loud, didn't it?
They all disappeared.
Yeah.
And I painted this amazing painting that was like right on.
Okay, well, that tees us up into, addition to 2022 Edge Magazine, Caitlin channeled a beautiful message for The Edge. And it's up on our website, and I'll definitely show everybody. I mean, I could show the camera right now, but it's not going to work the best. But it's on page 6 of our April-May edition. And I got to experience – so Caitlin started – she channeled it. She started to work with it. She brought in the original owner, Gary Beckman, and Insia, his wife. And then – watching her create. Now, I'm married to an artist, and I love watching different artists create their different ways you flow. I guess uh-huh. that's your cadence. I love that. So exciting. And in this beautiful piece has this ground and these four seedlings and then this white bridge. And Caitlin was very clear that this had to be white and the specific stairs. And then two white dolphins coming together over a blue rose. And I think you said that was like Mother...
That's Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of cool. And then a shooting star that is... It's like it started at the first seed that went behind the bridge and then it's shooting out. And it just... There's so many different layers to it, so many different meanings. It's just this beautiful piece. Is there anything that you want to share about it?
Well, when you and I first met, we talked about it, and I said, well, it'd be really cool to do one for the Edge. And when I sat down, I think it would be cool to connect with the original owner, Gary, and his wife, so that we had that piece kind of grounded in, and then you and Steve, and bring those two energies in and see what came out. And this is what, and I mean, it was just, it just flew out of me. And I remember saying to you, have you ever heard of white dolphins?
Nope.
And I said, me either. Well, so when I looked them up, they're very rare. So there's this rare coming together somehow. and bringing the energy from the past into the future in a new way.
Yeah. And then you had the blue rose, which, by the way, I'm addicted to roses now. I'm just telling you. After that, I had a rose ceremony.
House is always full.
It's just roses. Like,
it's the highest frequency of flowers on the planet.
Okay, that explains a lot. Like I'm loving it. And then how you had this beautiful shooting star that touched and I think you said the different seeds were like our different, I don't want to say our different platforms, but our different areas of growth. And yeah. Again, we have this, we have it all videoed. This is just a really beautiful piece. I'll definitely get it up so you guys can see what we're talking about, because I know I'm creating some interest. But it was just beautiful to experience that. And I just want to thank you again for doing this, because it was just so beautiful. And I'm so touched and honored, truly honored.
This is one of my favorite things to do, is to bring these paintings through for people.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know what's going to come out, and the things that come out of me sometimes, I'm just like, wow. I had an example. I did a group. It was like a party, and I did all the people at the party. I did their soul portraits. And that one woman, it was all about water, and she says, I don't even relate to this. And I said, well, maybe someday you will. 5 years later, she called me up and she said, you're not going to believe this, but I'm hosting Dr. Emoto for a water conference.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And she said, something about your painting got this moving.
You know, Kelly, I love how you said experiencing it, because I noticed that somebody had written on your site about when you look at them, don't try to figure them out.
Yeah.
Because it takes away from the magic. Just enjoy it. I think there's so many things in life we try to figure out, and it's like, just bring it in and just enjoy it. And
well, and these speak to people at a higher level.
Exactly.
Where you don't need to understand.
Correct.
It just comes in, and you know within your cells what it's saying.
Right. It's just on a different level.
Yeah.
And so you're never going to figure it out in your brain.
Right.
Because that's not where the painting is.
Right.
Beautiful.
Oh, goodness, no. Okay, so you guys, halfway through this, Caitlin Mariah visionaryartist.com is where people can definitely. Do you have this one up on your website?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Okay,
I actually just posted on my Facebook page today or yesterday.
So it's up there, guys. Yeah. We're not just teasing you. You're gonna be able to see it, and it's just fun watching. It's just fun experiencing. And again, okay, there we go. I just want to like play with you on this one. This is fun. Okay, so we are going to segue into segment two in a little bit, but Caitlin's also, see, this is what happens when I bring intuitive people into the studio with me. I've got Holly, I've got you. I'm just like, la, 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 like seeing pictures, but that's really not fun in radio, right? Like, that doesn't really help.
We can't see them either,
no,
Kelly.
We can't see them either. And they're just like bubbles, like all over it. Okay. So what we're going to be doing is so you have your website. How do people get a hold of you? Just to definitely like click into that. What's your email address?
Oh, magneticcaitlin@gmail.com.
Would you spell that, please, ma'am?
Are you kidding me?
Okay, try to figure it out, guys. We're going to do our best here.
I don't spell on command.
Okay, I apologize. Sorry to tease everybody.
I didn't know it was going to be a spelling test. I would have rushed it.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Magnetic.
Let's do it phonetically. Magnetic Caitlin@gmail.com.
I can spell Caitlin.
There we go.
K-A-T-E-L-Y-N.
Okay, we got that. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay. Well, this was segment one, wrapping it up. Kelly and Brian of Being Curious. I think that's our show name. With Holly, with Caitlin, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We'll see you in a little bit. Aloha, everybody. It's Kelly and Holly and Caitlin, Being Curious with Kelly and Brian, AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I just love the AM 950 family. They're just so kind to us, and they let us come in and talk to amazing people, and then they put it up on the airwaves, and hopefully we have three listeners now. No, I'm just kidding. So we're back, and one of the things, like, we've been really having fun, but something that, on a, I don't want to say serious note, but something that's very heartfelt note is Kaylin's experienced some heart issues that the average bear has not gone through, right? And I'm sure there's a book in the making, if it's not already.
It's already written.
There we go. Okay. About five heart attacks. And so something that Holly has as her background is she is a she's a fitness, she's a trainer, she's into energy work and Qigong, and I've never met a person that is so committed to wellness of the mind, body, and spirit. And not only just talks the talk, but this lady walks the walk on every level. We are going to have a show about sweet potato fries because that was an experience watching Holly eat sweet potato fries. I will tell you, we might have to bring some in, okay, like really hot, fresh ones, and then we'll get multiple cameras going. And then we'll just do it. Okay. So
the ooh and the ahs.
So this is really going to be about, Holly has some questions to Kaylin about her heart and your artwork that has been created out of it. And I just am excited to watch you two unfold for the next little bit. So go.
Right. Kaylin and I were talking before the show, and I was telling her about some experiences that I've had when, you know, yes, related to health, but also I wanted a 360 in my life. I wanted my life to change. Like,
what's a 360?
Just all the way around.
Oh, you're talking
just
full.
Like total different.
Take the rug and just pull the rug out. And I asked for that once.
You know, if you knew how dialed in you are going to get that.
Oh, I got it.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Good. Just
and
check.
I woke up in the morning and you talk about heart attack. Yeah, just about. The unfolding, the taking the layers off, the being patient. And Kaylin and I were talking a little bit about this, and I'd like you to talk to the audience about what you experienced with that.
So this, my whole heart experience, which was five heart attacks and open heart surgery, which most people probably wouldn't have lived through, but it was the most transformational experience of my life, started when I said, I want to live in my heart.
Holy ships across right? the ocean. Brett, I almost swore. That is like number two.
You held off. Yeah.
I held off, man. I'm so proud of myself. You my children and my husband right now are having high fives because I fully funded the tip jar or the swear jar at home. So, oh, so you asked to live in your heart, and
the my soul found the most efficient way to get there.
Bam, 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 bam. Bam. Okay.
Yes.
Way to be direct.
And I forgot to say with grace and ease.
Oh, that's a
yes.
big one.
Yep.
Huge. Huge.
Because then it comes in just.
Oh, man.
Bottle. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
You guys are trying to talk and I can't.
No,
adding.
It's that grace and ease is like gold.
That's the magic words,
it
people.
Is. Grace yeah. and ease. Yep.
Don't forget.
I think so. I don't have any tattoos, and I think that would be a really good tattoo.
That would be
oh yeah,
grace or ease and grace
right.
or something.
Yeah.
Okay,
or ease and easily and effortlessly.
Ooh, I like that. We yeah. might have to do that on air. Okay,
yes.
keep going.
So, and I was a healthy person. This was totally unexpected, and I don't talk about. Here goes my hands.
We love your hands, by the way. So if everyone, while you're listening to this beautiful show, you hear a lot of thumping, it's Kaylin getting very excited. Just go with it. Just turn the volume up and just go with it. It's no big deal.
So I had the first heart attack happened after my dryer caught on fire. And I went down and flames were shooting out of my dryer.
Wow.
And I ran up the stairs. At the top of the stairs, I had a heart attack. Actually, it was two different kinds of heart attacks because I had a stress-induced cardiomyopathy, which is also known as broken heart syndrome,
aww.
Which was the thing that cued me about what this whole journey was going to be about.
Yeah.
But I had, then I it was kind of a godsend because then they found out that my artery was blocked.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So...
So were they able to go in and kind of rotor-rooter out that a little bit?
They put stents in,
okay.
Which was, for most people, that's a good thing. For me, it wasn't because I was allergic to the medication on the stents. And that's why I kept having heart attacks. And they didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
And the doctor.
Wow.
So the second heart attack I had was in Austria. And I was in a hospital where nobody spoke English for a week.
You and I, when we were starting to get to know each other, you were telling me about, if I do this wrong, it's because I'm on air, but it was your doctor, but it was different than the Western mindset. Mm-hmm. And then you had a roommate who didn't speak English. So you guys,
I had two
roommates, yeah, that didn't speak English. So, and you didn't speak their language either.
And nobody in the hospital spoke English.
Oh my gosh.
And you were alone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And there was no internet, no air conditioning. And people say it must have been terrifying, but I made it not terrifying by I made everything that was happening to me and in this room into a comedy show.
Yeah.
So I was able, because the first day I looked at the clock, which was at the foot of my bed, and I said, if that's the only thing I'm going to understand for 7 days, I am going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
And so I changed the story, basically. And so it was very funny. Very funny things happened in that room.
But talk about amazing. Mind over matter, where so many people would have just locked up.
Yeah.
And got into their tunnel, and I'm sure you had moments. I mean, I'm sure you had, like, the full range of emotions, right?
I cried for 30 minutes, and that was it for the whole time I was there. And the other thing, because you asked me about being curious.
Yeah.
I got curious about how do people communicate when they don't have language.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I paid attention to everything. And by the end of my stay there, I was communicating with these two ladies that didn't speak English, and we were just having a fun time.
Right.
Without words.
Right.
And so that was a big, huge learning experience for me.
Well, words can complicate things so much where
yeah.
You're just in the present moment. You're being with that person,
right,
and how beautiful that is. And we've forgotten how to do that.
Right.
You know.
Well,
right.
And we think about, so in college, my minor was sign language, American Sign Language, mm-hmm, which I think is just the most beautiful language in the mm-hmm world. But for example, small, medium, and large, and oh gosh, to the community that speaks ASL, if I'm doing this wrong, I so apologize. It's been way too long. But just with your face, small, medium, large. I mean, you yeah can totally tell what I just right said,
yep,
and I didn't use a word.
Yep.
And with pointing and with descriptors and, I mean, all these different ways, right, it is a beautiful way to communicate.
Right. Well, and I don't want to get in too much into that story because mm I wrote a whole book about this.
And what's the book called?
It's called Resilient Heart.
And how do people find it?
Right now it's not on Amazon. I took it down because I wanted to do some edits, and I'm working on that right now.
So this is going to be version 2.
Yeah.
Updated.
Yeah.
Even better.
Well, it will be even better because I wrote the whole thing while I was in the experience. And when you have heart attacks and open heart surgery, you have brain injuries. And so you're not as cognitively fresh.
Right.
And so there was a lot of sentence structure and things that I wanted to change. So I'm doing that now, so it'll be an amazing book.
Hmm. Well, it already is an amazing book. It's just yeah going to have a little bit more juice to it.
Yeah, and it's raw and real, and it's what I went through, plus everything I learned about having a healthy heart.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's number 2. Where did number 3 happen?
On my son's birthday. I was home.
Okay.
And number 4 happened in wait a minute, I gotta get this straight.
It's okay.
Oh, number 4 happened in Las Vegas.
Well, that explains a lot.
No, I'm just what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
And then our last one, which is I'm just gonna manifest that's our final one. We're done with heart issues.
No. Okay. Then I had open heart surgery.
Okay.
And then I rented a room in my house to a young man who had a psychotic break and threatened to kill me.
Oh, gosh.
And so I had another heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
And now I'm done.
Yeah. So What are some things that you've done? And again, you're not a doctor and you're not making any recommendations, and I'm not going there on air. But what, as someone that has lived through this, you've had some life experiences and you probably have tips and tricks and tools that you live as your cadence, as your everyday mm-hmm. cadence for your love for your heart. Do you mm-hmm. want to, are there any of those that you can share with our audience?
Well, the biggest piece for me was getting, I got off of all the pharmaceutical drugs.
Okay.
I was allergic to everything they gave me, and I substituted herbs and vitamins for all those pharmaceutical drugs. I'm not recommending that everybody do that, but I worked with a naturopath, mm-hmm. and I did a lot of research to find out what would be right for me.
But what's best for you, right?
Right.
Right.
But the bigger piece for me was I created 130 paintings of the anatomical correct heart.
Oh. Yeah.
In different iterations. So it's not just I painted these hearts out, you know.
They're doing different things,
yeah,
like, right? They're totally,
all,
yeah.
They're all beautiful. Different. And from I counted them the other day because I was really curious, and it was 130. I'm like, whoa. And I had the first one, it started with this first one. I just wanted something that would give me hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when I had the first heart attack, I'm like, this isn't what I expected for my life. Mm. You know?
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'd taken a different path, and I'm, you know, I'm this heart person. And I wanted something that would give me hope. And so I painted the first painting, and they didn't stop until I painted the last one in March this year.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really, they're you, but they're very, there's so much meaning into every single one of them.
Right. Well, and here's what happened. Every painting that I did would show me where my next step was towards health.
And your healing.
And my healing. So they were leading me forward. I painted a painting, I think it was 2 weeks before I had open heart surgery. I didn't even know I was having open heart surgery.
Right.
And I painted this tree of life coming out of a heart and then these strands of DNA going up the trunk, right? So when you have open heart surgery, they give you this pillow that has a heart. It's a heart-shaped pillow. And the surgeon drew the bypass. It was the exact same bypass that I did on my DNA strands.
Beautiful.
It was not, I mean, unbelievable.
I can see you looking over, like, and seeing what the surgeon does and go, no blankety blank.
Right. I'm like, really?
Have I got something to show you that I channeled 2 weeks ago?
Before I even knew.
Right.
And I can't make this stuff up.
Right.
Two times I just caught myself, Brett.
I was going to say.
Two times
I just
caught my potty
on that. I thought it was coming this time.
I know. Nope. Nope.
Right.
Nope. My guides are like, you're not swearing on air. It's
we,
not
we
happening.
We hung out a lot together, Kelly.
I know. I'm just
so I know. Well, I'm a trained art therapist, too. So
beautiful.
I know the power of art to heal.
Yeah.
And because I have this psychic visionary piece, my soul could communicate with me through the paintings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it was like this conversation. I'd go in my studio and have a conversation with my soul, and this beautiful painting would come out.
So what do you get the learnings with your heart for this lifetime? When you connect with your soul, and you're painting, and you're in flow,
mm-hmm.
and you're having this internal discussion, whatever that looks like, right? What do you get? What insight do you give yourself?
And to add to that, what were you looking for when you asked for that in the first place? What was it that was missing in your life that you found?
I didn't.
Now
I felt like I was too much in my head, you know. And,
okay.
and I had glimpses of what it was like to be in my heart, and I wanted to be there all the time. And the interesting thing I left out the day before I had the first heart attack, I had a dream, and these beings came in and put sacred geometry in my body, and it was a vessel. 6-pointed star, they put it in my heart, and a vesica Pisces, they put it in my womb. And so when I woke up, and then I had this heart attack, I went, whoo, this is a lot bigger than physical.
Yeah.
I knew that there was some higher thing happening that was going to, and so I have those symbols throughout these paintings.
So you do you remember the sacred geometry that you received?
Yeah.
As a download? Oh, sweet.
Yeah. That's yeah, awesome. It was a six-pointed star.
Right.
And the Vesica Pisces is the two circles that overlap.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that went in my womb. And so that's what it was. It was bringing the masculine and feminine together. Those are both those symbols. And bringing that into alignment in myself.
24 hours before you had a heart attack.
That was what the whole 4 years was about.
Right.
That was the beginning.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you guys. The things we accomplish in 16-minute little segments on the Being Curious with Kelly and Brian show. We are in studio today with Holly Bussey. We are here with Caitlin Mariah. I'm going to say that again. Caitlin Mariah, visionary artist, author, herbalist, soul painter, survivor of 5 heart attacks. Oh my gosh, more to come. Kelly, AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Missing Mr. Brian today, but loving Miss Holly and Caitlin. And we're back. You guys, I can't do that like Brian does. I'm sorry. I'm trying to channel him, but it just didn't work. Hey, it is Kelly of the Being Curious with Kelly and Brian show. We're in studio today with Holly Bussey, special guest, Caitlin Mariah. We have covered so much already, like laughing, having fun. Like, who can find this joyous experience talking about open heart surgery and 5 heart attacks? Okay.
Right.
We can.
Yeah.
Like, we can. Like, oh my gosh, you guys, it doesn't get any better than this. And I don't think I've said amazing too many times. So if anyone has turned that into a drinking game, you're not getting drunk tonight.
But you almost swore twice. So.
I almost swore twice. But the keyword is almost.
Almost.
Because I don't want Chad to, like, say I'm not allowed back on
there. I don't
think
I can reach you under the table with my foot.
Oh, no, just kick me. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, how can I be in control with it on air, but I couldn't when my children were babies? And, okay, we're not even going to go there. Hi, Caitlin.
Hello.
Caitlin has, it's an art show, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, Caitlin, tell us all about it.
So, it's at Magus Books. In Northeast Minneapolis.
Okay. Let's give a little shout out to those guys saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody there that we should call out and say hello?
Brianna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, Brianna.
She's my contact person. She helped me hang the show. She's just been lovely. And I'm excited because that feels like to me that show, even though I've had a couple of shows with this work, this one feels like it's a bridge from my old heart story to a new one.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Love that.
And I can feel that in my cells.
Love that.
So I'm really excited about it. It goes until the end of September, and I'm going to have a closing event to celebrate. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had an opening last Friday, and I'm going to do a closing because I'm studying a Renaissance painting technique.
Okay.
And that's where I was when I had the second heart attack. I was painting, and it was a month-long seminar. And we always have a big an opening for the show, and then they call it a finish, which is the end.
Finish.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have finishes all throughout my life now.
Yeah. Can we? When we end one chapter, we have a little finish celebration. Okay. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that's a whole nother thing. I mean, because we're talking about curiosity.
Yeah.
And I learned about this technique because I was in Barnes & Noble, and you know how books kind of just, like, leap off the shelf?
They do.
Yeah.
They really do.
Well, this book leaped off the shelf, and it was an art. I was in the art section, so it was an art book. And I opened it up. I sat down on the floor in Barnes & Noble. I opened this book up and started crying. It was the first words just hit me. And
like ugly tears?
No, like
I'm just kidding.
Like, oh my gosh, somebody knows me.
Yeah.
You know? Aww. And so I read the whole book, and then I it was before internet, and we had email. I sent the man an email and I said, "I have to tell you what impact your book had on me.
Oh.
And, you know, people don't do that.
No.
Right.
But that
they
formed,
say all the bad stuff, but not the good
right.
stuff.
Right. That formed a lifelong relationship between me and this my teacher.
Yeah.
And so I've been studying with him. I've gone to 4 seminars around the world because I cried in the middle of Barnes right. & Noble
exactly.
over a book.
Do you realize what the marketing department at Barnes & Noble would be thinking about right now if they knew this? Sorry, the marketing in me is like,
put Caitlin in Barnes & Noble and let her cry over a book.
Oh, I see the 30-second spot right now. It's beautiful.
So I've studied in Bali, Spain, and Austria twice.
Is Bali as amazing as they say
it's
it is?
It's really amazing. Gosh. Getting there is a real...
bad word. Bad word. It takes a long time. Try to fly first class if you can.
Yes.
And if you can't, I'm really sorry, don't have a middle seat.
Right.
Okay.
That's really bad.
Okay.
36 hours or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, anyway. Midwestern girl. Keep going.
Anyway, I was going somewhere. Where was I going?
I don't know. You've studied all over the Austria, Bali.
Right. Oh, I was in Austria painting when I had the second heart attack. But this came out of a question that you asked me, Kelly.
Well, you know what? Where I'm going now is, you know, I'm going to just change the flow a little bit. 2022, you... Oh. I know. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Like, see, the whole psychic thing sometimes plays into it. Like, right. Well, let's just whisper the rest of the show. I'm just kidding. 2022. Do you know what I love? So I get to see Brett the Engineer. I'm just bringing him in today because Brian's not here. And I love when he starts laughing at me because then I know that there's something entertaining going on. Right, Brett?
Oh, yeah. I was
going
to say, if you whisper, we're just going to be NPR.
Oh, my gosh. We could go on a tangent right now. Right? Swearing and whispering here with Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. Okay, 2022. You're like, I'm going to be present. Tell us more about
okay,
that.
Okay, so
here we go. Let's go.
Every single year since God was born, I've been making intentions.
Since God. That was powerful. Okay.
The same 3 intentions every single year.
Okay, number one is?
I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Perfect. Thank you. That was awesome. Okay, so what's different about 2022?
So anyway, 2022 is approaching, and I went, I'm not going to make intentions this year.
Sweet.
I'm done.
Yeah.
And so I said to myself, I am going to practice being in the present moment. Okay.
Love that so much.
I can't tell you how that has changed everything.
So give us some examples of how that's changed for your year.
Well, here's an example. I think it was about 4 weeks ago, maybe. I hit a wall, and I'm like, I'm not ever going to paint again. I'm never going to write again. No one cares. I just went on this like deep dive like thing, and I had to work through something. When I was done working through it, I went, whew, that was a bad present moment.
Ooh. Interesting.
And so I worked through this thing. Like, I got to the place where in the present moment, it doesn't really matter what anybody thinks about my paintings. I'm painting because it's coming through me. My writing is the same way. And I'm going to trust my path, right?
Yeah.
Right. Within a week, I had 4 interviews.
Nice.
This art show, your show. I've sold a bunch of soul portraits. And I'm like, geez, when I'm in the present moment, it takes me where I've been wanting to go all
exactly.
along.
There you go.
Exactly.
And so, when you first start doing like in January, it was like, oh my gosh, I can see where I'm out of the moment every day.
Right.
You know, it just gets, it's in your face and you're like, whew, man. And then I got to this place where, oh, look at all the stories I'm telling that is keeping me out of the present moment.
Right.
And all these stories that are taking me someplace I don't want to go.
Well, it's like reaching for that higher thought.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, you catch yourself thinking that. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I know I can think a higher thought than this. Do right. I really want this?
Well,
no.
And not only that, but you get aware of, like, what you're telling yourself.
Exactly.
You know, I'm really telling myself that nobody wants my art. Well, they're not going to want my art, you know?
Right.
And so that, and here's another really like outstanding example. I have two cats. One is Charlie. You met them both, I think. Charlie and BJ. So Charlie starts losing weight like crazy, but he wanted to eat like every 5 minutes. And I made up my mind that he had cancer and he was going to die.
Yeah.
And I'm watching him die. And I was having a little conversation with my kids, and my son said, Mom, it sounds like, he looked up something on the internet, and he says, it sounds like hyperthyroidism. And I went, you mean I can save my cat?
Aw, yeah.
And everything changed, and I'm like, I'm saving my cat. Right. I watched this cat within 3 hours turn into a dying cat to a live cat because of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
We're so powerful. We are so powerful.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So you have me just like going into all these different directions and you're like shooting stuff above you. So I'm trying to focus here. So we're so powerful. You were telling us that you have to harvest your lawn before you mow it. So tell me, and which I just think is just like why don't people do that? Like,
right.
And then I'm like, oh, why didn't I? Okay, right. So you get curious about herbs.
Yeah.
So much so that you want to become an herbalist. Yeah. And I know that it must, I mean, and then how everything's connected and then Gaia. Yep. And then like, yep. So tell us a little bit about where you're with that, because I know at Art on the Edge, you were selling some of your new creations. Yep. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so I realized that I make herbal products the same way as I make art. It's just channeling through me. And I have this face cream it's just amazing. And I was standing in my yard one day and I was thinking, I should make the oil with rose petals because I have a rose bush. And I turned around and I looked and went, what about peony? I wonder what peony would do if I put that in the oil. So I look up peony and it's anti-aging.
Oh.
And so I put that in the oil.
Yeah.
And I made 20 jars and they were gone within the first day.
I love it.
Kelly, you have some of those plants, don't you?
Maybe.
I'm going to come over and roll around in it. Yeah. Whole body.
Just, right. Well, I was going to say, let's not limit it to the face. Like, right. Let's, like.
Well, so Kelly and I will be out on the yard.
Right.
Why did I give those away this year?
So I'm making tinctures. I'm making flower essences. I have made a salve that it sells on my Etsy site. And I've gotten letters from people saying, I cut my finger open and I should have had stitches, and I put your salve on and it shut.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm digging for this, but we're also on air. What's the herb that you smoke? And I'm not going illegal, everybody. Like, well,
mullen.
Actually,
mullen.
Okay, tell us about that.
Oh, so mullen is...
I love how Holly was like, oh, oh, doesn't everybody smoke mullen? Like, oh, like, hey, people think THC is where it's at. Oh, heck no. It's mullen. No,
seriously, people.
Okay.
Mullen, if you have, like, any kind
Brett,
of...
Brett, pay attention here. It's mullen here, man.
Any kind of congestion?
Yeah.
You take a couple hits off of mullen.
Yeah.
I put it in a little pipe and take a few hits from that. And it clears your lungs.
Oh, my gosh. I have a client I worked with yesterday that she's working on her lungs. Note to self.
Give her mullen.
We're going to have a mullen smoking party. Pack it up.
And mullen is, you know, it's an herb. What the heck?
Well, there's a lot of things that are herbs here, Caitlin.
Okay, let's
we're going to dial that back just a little bit.
It doesn't have any hallucinogenic properties or anything. It's just...
Cleansing.
Cleansing for your lungs.
Oh, make your lungs do a happy dance.
Yeah. And mullen is such a beautiful plant. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but some of the leaves
Does it smell nice?
No, but it's like...
No, but...
It's like velvet.
It's velvety, yes.
It's like a big, huge leaf of velvet.
Okay. Doesn't smell nice, though?
Not really.
Okay. Is it enjoyable to smoke?
It's enjoyable to touch.
Well, when you inhale it, it kind of bounces off the back of your throat, you know, kind of thing.
Okay.
It's good for you.
Kind of curious. We'll have to do something with
that. We're hitting all the curious heart points here, Kelly.
I'm so curious now. Like, oh my gosh. Like, forget
it. Did you see her eyes light up when you said that mullet?
I was just like, arrr. Okay. So you have a lot, because you're an entrepreneur, right? So tell us about some of the things you've got going on right now that people can dial in and connect with you.
Well, I'm doing the soul portraits.
Doing the soul portraits. You have your show.
The show. So I'm selling some. I'm also an author. We forgot about that.
Oh, okay. We can't forget about that. You're an author.
I've written 3 children's books and 2 on alternative health.
You know, I know this magazine called Edge Magazine.
Yeah.
And we review books.
Do they?
So you should really send your book in.
I should check that out.
Because the person that reads and reviews them is also in the room. And it's not me.
Really?
Not it. No, actually, I do some, but Holly's the lead. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
have Bussy at gmail.com.
I have 7 or 8 books that I've written.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got the books.
Yeah.
You got your show.
Yeah.
You got your herbs.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Is anything else? I mean, like.
And how can people get a hold of and how your can people, herbs?
Yes.
And
oh, if you go to, you know, the herbs, it's so happening, like I can't even put up a website. They're gone.
Well, you have an Etsy store, correct?
Yeah.
What's the name of the Etsy store? Caitlin Mariah Visionary Artist.
No, it's My Wild Creativity.
My Wild Creativity is your Etsy store.
Yeah.
Okay. Website is Caitlin Mariah Visionary Artist.com.
Yep. And if you go to my web gallery with all my art, but it leads you to all the other places.
Okay.
Yeah. And it'll lead you to me.
Okay. And there's this Facebook posting, and we have all these other beautiful things. Yeah. I want to thank Caitlin for being in studio today. So, Harlow and Lottie in New Auburn, Minnesota, gave birth to Holly Bussy. So I want to thank these beautiful people. Let's do a little ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, thank you.
Call out on AM 950 to Harlow and Lottie in New Auburn. Thank you so much for being parents to this beautiful soul. I'm so blessed to know. Hey, guys, thank you, Kelly. Being curious with Kelly and Brian. Actually, today, Kelly and Holly and Caitlin on AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Thank you so much for honoring us with your time. And I didn't say amazing. Have a great one.
Bye.